This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Election is about understanding the importance of this beautiful country of ours in terms of what we stand for around the globe as a democracy. As a democracy, we know there's a duality to the nature of democracy. On the one hand, incredible strength when it is intact. What it does for its people to protect and defend their rights, their liberty, and their freedom. Incredibly strong. And incredibly fragile.
Did you ever play Balderdash with your parents? That old purple box where you had to like write down a description of a word that you'd never heard of? Because I feel like she's just reading Balderdash descriptions of things. If she hasn't scared people away from the Democrat Party yet, we have the original walkaway founder, Brandon Strock, on with us today. And I'm excited to bring him back onto the Annie Fry Show because he made a decision when maybe it wasn't as popular to do so to say, you know what, this isn't for me. Whatever that was, Kamala Harris probably isn't for him either. Brandon, thank you for coming back on the show. It's great to have you here.
Hey, it's good to be back. How are you?
Doing okay. I'm a little, you know, we get every day closer to this election. And I wonder how many people are going to be like you were after Hillary Clinton lost, devastated, and then you kind of had your eyes open. And I want to hear that story again. Why maybe not Democrats anymore? I wonder how you have made this six-year journey to right now, what you've learned in that amount of time.
How many days do you have?
I have a week. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Well, I guess the bottom line is because I've been doing a little, I just put this video out. So I've been doing a few more interviews recently than I have been in weeks prior. And people keep asking me things like, when I put the video out 6 years ago, did I imagine that 3 years later, what happened to me would have happened to me and, you know, all these different things or that we'd be in this place that we're at today? And I mean, the answer is no. I mean, I put a video out 6 years ago talking about all the reasons why I was walking away from the Democratic Party and walking away from the left. At the time, my reasons for walking away were like, you know, they accuse us of racism when they're the ones who exploit minorities and, that they're bending our conventional concepts of gender and, you know, things like that. Now it's like they're putting us in jail and trying to shoot us.
Yeah, that happened fast. That came at you quick.
Yeah, real fast. And honestly, I haven't been shot yet. It's coming, I'm sure. But like, that's just about everything else I've experienced. They put me in jail. They tried to bankrupt me. They sued me. They banned me from PayPal, Venmo, Stripe, Patreon. I got banned from being able to send and receive money for a while. I couldn't get on an airplane without being accompanied by air marshals. Like, that's not a joke. That's not a joke.
What did you do to deserve that? What did they think you did?
They knew that I, on January 6th, I stood outside of the Capitol for 8 minutes shooting a video on my phone. They knew, when I say they knew, I mean, like, I wasn't even charged with or accused of committing any violence, of any damage. I didn't even witness any, I didn't witness anyone breaking any windows, fighting with police officers, and I never entered the building. They knew this, nonetheless, because of who I was and because they knew I was standing on restricted grounds. They raided my home. The FBI came into my house, got me out of bed. They put me in handcuffs, took me to jail, and a team of agents stripped my apartment of my computers, my phones, my hard drives, my thumb drives. But all of that because I stood outside of the building for 8 minutes shooting a video.
I mean,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Because you asked the question, why did they do it? In addition, that's what the Department of Justice did. But when the Department of Justice did that, of course, it became an international story that I was a part of the insurrection. And because of that, I had to start being accompanied by air marshals when I got on airplanes. I had to go through literally hours of secondary screening at the airport before I could get on a flight. And then I got banned from every payment platform you can imagine, email services, you name it.
What kind of danger were you to people? I mean, did they ever articulate like the threat that you were in their mind, like the thing that they could construct against you?
Yeah. So the reason specifically that happened with TSA and the air marshals and all that is because Benny Thompson, who was one of the heads of the January 6th committee, Democratic Party congressman, contacted TSA. And told them, he did this in early January, after the 6th, contacted them and told them, what are you doing to make travel difficult / impossible for what he said, the white supremacists and domestic terrorists who went to the Capitol on January 6th? This is a letter that has since been published.
Oh, my gosh.
And he basically put pressure on them saying, we as the members of Congress and the January 6th committee are demanding that you make travel difficult for the white supremacists and the terrorists that went to the Capitol on January 6th. And that's what they did to us.
You know, I'm thinking of you, Brandon. We're speaking with Brandon Strzok right now, the original Walkaway founder. And I encourage you to check out everything that he is doing right now with that movement. I'm thinking about the southern border. I'm thinking about the people who are just blindly coming across. I'm thinking about the people who are being put on airplanes by our federal government and dropped into our country, who are not being surveilled by air marshals. People don't even know where they are right now. That's like by design. Oh, we can't find them. We don't know where they are. But, you know, thank God Brandon Strzok can't go from, you know, Nebraska to Miami without us knowing every single thing he does, what kind of drinks he orders, and so on and so forth. What does it make you think when you hear about the way other people, nameless people, are being handled in this country and how they are treating you?
Well, look, I've been living in the Twilight Zone now for 3.5 years. So like I've at this point kind of built my own coping mechanisms to deal with all of this. But, you know, in my January 6th case from the Department of Justice prosecutors to the judges that have handled my case, like it became clear to me at the very beginning that this was being treated literally like an act of terrorism and that they were taking this very seriously. So I had to like play their game that like, okay, this is what we're doing. But, you know, in the video that I just put out, and I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it
yet. Yes, I watched all 9 minutes of it.
One of the points that I made in this new video, and it's very, for anyone who hasn't seen it, basically in this video, I go over everything in the last 6 years that the Democrats have done to destroy our country, our culture, our values, our freedom. And it's rapid fire. I mean, it's a lot and it happens very fast. But one of the points I make is they'll provide sanctuary for illegal migrants, but surveil American citizens that they fear are too patriotic. And that's basically it, because, you know, and then I show two different headlines. One of them is that, you know, Laken Riley was murdered by an illegal migrant that was given sanctuary in this country by the Democrats. Yet the next article that I cut to is how the FBI is surveilling Trump supporters leading up to the 2024 election. You know, your question to me is, how do I feel about that? I mean, what I feel is that, you know, we're not that far away from what they do in China, where their government surveils their citizens and gives them social credit scores and decides the amount of freedom that they're allowed to have based off of how they behave and what they believe.
You know, when I think about your movement, when, you know, like you said at the beginning, like they used to call us names and then they put you, then they put us in jail. I mean, this is, like I said, this that accelerated quickly, especially for you. The thing that I respect about you, Brandon, so much is that most people would get angry, and I'm sure you are angry, but not everybody gets motivated. You have gotten motivated and you have put your feet in action, not just your mouth or your fingers on a keyboard in action. What have you seen grow out of your walkaway moment that you made into one video that you have now turned into this new video 6 years later? I shared it on my Twitter. You've shared it, of course. What have you gotten out of this motivation?
Well, look, I always tell the truth. And so I'm going to be really honest with you and say there is I'm in New York City right now. I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear
it.
There's
okay.
Like mad sirens going on outside.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm in a hotel. You know, when I put out the video in 2018 and I launched Walk Away in 2018, from that moment up until January 6th, it was nothing but explosive growth. And I mean, really what I would call like the most kind of like magical experience of this movement, getting people feeling excited, motivated, feeling like they have a home, people thinking, okay, we can think for ourselves and break away from the groupthink and the tribal mentality and the victim narrative. And I mean, honestly, it was really just, despite the fact that the left was fighting me the whole time, but it really felt nothing but magical and amazing. Then January 6th happens. We have to go basically quiet for about a year, year and a half as I go through my case, my sentencing, all that. Now I'm back. I'm working just as hard as I ever did. I'm out there fighting just as hard as ever, putting out the content, doing the events. But I'll be honest with you, I feel it's a very palpable feeling that people are afraid to get involved the way that they used to. They're being much more quiet than they used to. I mean, we still are, you know, getting videos and stories from people walking away, but, and it's not just walk away. I see it with people afraid to speak out about supporting Trump or afraid to speak out about supporting whatever. I mean, they've really done a very effective job, I think, at making people feel paralyzed and a chilling effect to people not wanting to speak out or show up for events or get involved. And so I'm never going to stop. I'm never going to stop. But, you know, it's
the challenge.
I do feel like I'm working really, really hard right now. And the results are not what they were.
You know, Brandon, I was having this conversation a week ago. Long story short, I took my kid, my son, he's 14, eighth grade class trip this past spring. He kept asking me for a MAGA hat. He's clearly exposed to politics a little more than the average 14-year-old. And I kept saying, no, no, no. He's like, I want to spend my own money. I said to my son, I said, Charlie, do you know what people are going to say to you when you wear that? And he said to me, he goes, Mom, I know, and I don't care. I was like, you want to spend your own money, you can do it. He gets compliments everywhere he goes. He's a 14-year-old kid. But what I've realized is that it's so rare to just, I mean, we're in the Midwest. It's so rare to even see a Trump hat out and about right now that it, I mean, it'll make somebody's day just to see that hat because somebody had the bravery to do that. The left wins every single argument because Republicans don't show up to have the argument. And being willing to speak on it, That's where the surface starts to crack for the left. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You've been a pioneer in that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I always try to make it a point. I'm in New York City right now.
New Yorkers for Trump.
Yeah. And, so I try to make it a point in some way, almost every day, to make a statement or to not be afraid to make a statement. Every time I get on an airplane, I either wear something about Trump or I wear something about walkaway or whatever, because these are the moments where I think that when we're kind of in these like captive situations with other people, that I want them to know that people like me exist and that I'm not afraid to, say how I feel or speak about my beliefs. And most recently, when I was flying to New York City, I was on an airplane I was wearing, we have a new shirt with Walkaway now that's Trump after he's been shot, like upping his fist. And it says Walkaway at the top. And then at the bottom, it says fight in giant letters with his picture on it. And when I got off the plane, a woman came up to me and she said, "I love your shirt." And I said, "Thank you." And she said, "You're very brave to wear that in New York." And I said, "Well, I guess so." But I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah. I mean, so why wouldn't I say, let people know how I feel?
Yeah. Look at the people marching in the streets of Chicago this week during the convention and the things they're willfully wearing and screaming and shouting in the faces of police officers. No shame there. A simple Trump T-shirt. I think we can all put our hands in the middle and try to do a little bit better. I think we can follow your lead. Brandon, before we let you go, how can we help you continue the Walkaway movement? How can we support you?
Well, okay. So coming back to the point of, people speaking out more and encouraging people to get back in the game. We are incentivizing people with, I think, a really cool challenge. We're calling it the Walkaway $10,000 Testimonial Video Challenge. So between now and November 1st, we're running a contest for the best walkaway video. And people can go to walkawaychallenge.com to sign up. You have to sign up. So go to walkawaychallenge.com to read the rules. But the first 50 people to enter are going to automatically win $100. And then once you've entered, you have a chance at three prizes. Third place, $500. Second place, $1,000. First place, $10,000. We're giving away $10,000 to the person who submits the best walkaway video. So guys, get off your lazy, stupid, scared butts. And you're not stupid, but lazy and scared. Get off your butts and share your stories. We've got 2 months to wake up as many people as possible. If you have a walkaway story, now's the time to share it. And you could possibly win 10,000 bucks if you do. All you got to do is go to walkawaychallenge.com, read the rules, sign up, make your video, enter it according to the rules, and you have a chance at winning $10,000. And if you're one of the first 50, you automatically get 100 bucks.
Yeah, there's no reason not to participate in that. So go to walkawaychallenge.com. Also, go follow him, Brandon Strock, on Twitter, on X, and retweet this new video that he has. It's so well done. It really sums up the whole story. And get the message out. That's a very small, subtle thing you can do if you've got a big story to tell. Walkawaychallenge.com. Brandon, it is always a pleasure to have you on the show and to tell your story. It's always welcome here. Thank you again for the time. We appreciate
it. Thanks for having me. Good to see you again.
Yep, you as well. Thank you so much. Brandon Strock, you know him from the Walkaway movement. He's the Walkaway founder, and you can go to walkawaychallenge.com to sign up. And if you do sign up for that and you send in a video, alert me, because I'm gonna keep my eye on it, because I want to see if you win. That would be so great if we had an Annie Fry Show audience member participate and win in that challenge. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America. When we come back, I'll give you the Monday roundup. Wonderful to speak with Brandon Strock. In the next hour, we've got Steve Moore is going to talk to us about Commonomics. I've had to practice that word. And communism, which that's spelled with a K-A-M. It's hard to tell the difference. You see what I'm doing there? Let's get Ryan Wiggins in here for Wiggins America next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.